Hello there, Zennies. I'm Lola, and I am back with Lessons with Lola. So, today I wanted to take a moment and talk to you all about unfaithfulness. So it seems like I do a lot of work around relationships, and that's because I care so much about how we all relate to one another. And many people usually think of unfaithful as cheating, sexual infidelity. But being unfaithful goes much deeper than sex, because sex is not the only form of intimacy. The most important form of intimacy is emotional intimacy, and it's largely ignored in a lot of relationships. And so when I speak of being unfaithful, you can be unfaithful in a romantic relationship, in a parent-child relationship, or in a friendship. Because being unfaithful means that we're being unreliable. And so oftentimes when people have trouble in their interpersonal relationships with others, they fail to reflect on how they could have contributed to that in any way. And so that's why I want to implore all of you out there to really do a self-evaluation and think about, how dependable am I? How much can those that love me depend on me? Can they call me in their time of darkness or need and know that without a doubt I'll be there to support them without judgment? Do they know that I'm not keeping score? That if they do something wrong and they apologize, that I wholeheartedly accept the apology and am able to move forward? But oftentimes, we don't do any of those things. And instead, we become unfaithful in our thoughts and unfaithful in our deeds. And there develops a wall of mistrust. And so when the wall of mistrust is built in a relationship, it's hard to chip away at it. So you may ask, what's the wall of mistrust? Well, the wall of mistrust can simply be something as minuscule as standing someone up for an important date or for a not so important date. Saying you're going to do something for somebody and then changing your mind at the last minute. The wall of mistrust can be built by backbiting, making snarky comments that take digs at someone or makes the person feel uncomfortable or insecure. And so when we do all of these things, we are being unfaithful. We are showing that there are elements, molecules of disloyalty within us. And it teaches people around us that we may not be a safe place for them. And so then you can't get mad if all of a sudden the person that you're in a relationship with, romantic or otherwise, seems as if you cannot depend on them. Well, this has happened because you have been unfaithful in some way, shape, or form. Failure to support a loved one with a dream, that's a form of being unfaithful. Failure to express proper gratitude, that is a form of being unfaithful. Blowing up at people, name calling, being angry and unpredictable, all of those are ways that we are unfaithful to others and that we create distance between ourselves and others. And so if you want to work on becoming a more faithful person, take a look in the mirror and really self-evaluate and see where you can start. If there are people that need to forgive you, ask for forgiveness, ask for patience, ask for understanding, ask for guidance even. You know, tell them that you need help and assistance with becoming the person that you know you were meant to be. Everyone can understand that. And there's no shame in asking for help. If you ask, then usually people around you want to deliver because they want to be able to be connected to you in a way that is much deeper. And you have to seek forgiveness and resolve to problems and issues if you truly want any type of relationship that is faithful and fruitful and that will grow and grow. So just know, self-reflection, asking for guidance, and being willing to do the work are ways where we can become more faithful. And when we do that, we will sculpt emotional intimacy that is so solid, nothing will be able to break it. And that's where confidence and security in a relationship comes from. So if you are currently in a relationship and you feel insecure and you always wonder if someone is against you or doing something behind your back, start with you first. Think about ways that you can do better, where you can be a more faithful person. Think about ways where you have missed the mark at some point when that person needed you or depended upon you. And so it's not about spreading around blame and shame. It's just about proper accountability and the desire and the passion to do better. So, thanks for listening to Lessons with Lola, and I'll be coming with new lessons really soon. And keep those submissions coming for Lessons with Lola Live, where you can sit down with me for a therapy session. And we're filming already, and you guys are great. And there are some awesome, awesome topics coming your way. Also, subscribe to the Zen Imago PLLC YouTube channel, as well as the Zen Imago newsletter, because we send out great newsletters and great blog entries. So, with that said, thanks for listening.